Hello, my friends, and welcome back for this week's episode of the Practical Parsha Podcast. This is Rabbi Shlomo Kohn, and I hope you are well. For this week's episode, we're going to have a little bit of a connection to last week's podcast, where we discussed this concept in Judaism that we know Hashem in all our ways, that whatever we do in our lives, it's not just the going to shul, not just the learning, not just the mitzvos, but everything, our socializing, our livelihood, the way we act, is all encompassed in serving Hashem. So for this week, we're going to have a little bit of a continuation from that idea, and maybe it's appropriate because normally the parshas of Achrimos and Kedoshim are read together. So there is a lot of ideas here that are connected. And just to continue part two, we'll discuss some ideas of what does it mean to Kedoshim to you, the first commandment of the Parsha, to be holy. And we did discuss this on last year's episode in one way. We had one understanding. And this year, I want to give another understanding that, God willing, I think we could all gain from. And before we begin, as always, if you have any questions, comments, or just would like to reach out, say hello, please feel free to send me an email at Rabbi Shlomo Kohn, KOHN, at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. This week's Parsha is Parshas Kedoshim. Parshas Kedoshim has many mitzvos and prohibitions. And just to give a quick overview, the Parsha begins with this commandment to be holy. There's a commandment of, the Torah continues with the mitzvah of honoring one's father and mother, as well as keeping the Shabbos and staying away from idols. The Parsha tells us about the prohibition of eating pigul, these rejected offerings, as well as gifts to the poor, dealing with people honestly, and v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, to love your fellow as yourself. The Parsha continues with the commandment to have honest weights and measures, as well as the penalties for the forbidden relationships, and finishes with holiness of the land of Israel and the mitzvah of kashrus, to keep kosher. Now, the first idea I want to share with you today takes us to the beginning of the Parsha. The Parsha begins, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael va'amart aleihem kidoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem elokeichem. Speak to the entire assembly of the children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for holy am I, Hashem, your God. Last year, for our Achrimos Kedoshim episode, explained an idea how Kedoshim, to be holy, what does it mean to be holy, to sanctify yourself? And I talked how everyone has the opportunity to be holy. It's not a separation between, you know, the rabbis or the people who are religious or someone who went to yeshiva or someone who grew up religious. Every person, every Jew, has the ability to sanctify themselves and connect themselves to Hashem. This year, I want to explain this verse based on the understanding of the Ramban, Nachmanides. The Ramban begins by quoting Rashi. Rashi in this week's Parsha discusses this idea of Kedoshim to you, and he understands it, Havi Prushim in Arayas Umin Avera. He tells us, separate yourself. When it says Kedoshim to you, that you should be holy, it means the Torah is telling us to separate ourselves, to go away from things that are not good. Get away from these immoralities. Stay away from sinning. That wherever you find, you know, separating yourself from immorality, you find closeness to God. So when you get away from the bad, you're getting closer to God. The Ramban has another understanding of this verse. He says as follows. We see in the previous parshios that the Torah forbids to us forbidden relationships, forbidden foods. It tells us explicitly of the things a Jew cannot do. But yet at the same time, the Torah permits to us certain pleasures and enjoyments. A person can eat meat. A person can drink wine. A person can have relations with his wife, right? These things are permitted for a person. So a person might think to themselves, okay, if something's permitted, so I'll eat what I want, I'll do what I want, I'll drink what I want. It's everything's fair game. It has a good kosher mark. It's permitted. That's the end of the discussion. This was forbidden, and this is permitted. And the Ramban is telling us something very powerful. That even when it comes to things that are permitted, kedoshim tiyu, you need to sanctify yourself. We need to exercise restraint. We can't just do what we want whenever we want with the things that are permitted. It's important for a person to have restraint, to be able to hold back. And that's what it means to be holy, to sanctify yourself. And the Ramban says a wording, which perhaps is one of the most famous quotes of the Ramban. And he says that it's possible if a person, even if he has the Torah, and he follows the Torah, it's possible for someone to be a novel b'rishus ha-Torah, a glutton with the permission of the Torah. That means a person can live their life as someone who follows the Torah, but yet at the same time, he's not following the spirit of the Torah. Sure, he goes to davening, and sure, he goes to he learns, and sure, he does all the things he's supposed to do. But somebody who just indulges themselves in meat all the time, or guzzles down wine, or just tries to give himself pleasure all the time in whatever permissible ways he finds, is maybe missing the boat of what it means to be kadosh, to be holy. And that's why specifically the Ramban says, after the few weeks of the Parshios, telling us the things that are forbidden, those are specifics, the Torah comes and gives us a general commandment in the positive sense, kedoshim tiyu, that even if there are going to be things that are permissible, and the Torah wants you to enjoy, there's nothing wrong with enjoying life and having a good time and controlling our yetzer hara and controlling our evil inclination. But the Torah is telling us here, use restraint, use moderation. Don't go overboard, because it's impossible for the Torah to legislate every aspect of your life, every situation that's ever going to happen throughout humanity. And this really parallels to the end of the Parsha as well, because we see later in the Parsha, after telling us how we should act with people, with poor people, to deal honestly, have to have weights and measures with the mitzvos of these specific mitzvahs of charity that we have in this week's Parsha, there again is this rule where we see after the specific mitzvos that are given, the Torah gives a general commandment, which is v'asisa ha-yosher v'hatoiv, that a person should do what's good and righteous. Because even though the Torah tells us how we should govern our lives in all areas of our life, it's impossible for the Torah to legislate every situation and every scenario for every person for the span of humanity of how we should act. We have the framework, we have the guidelines, we have halacha of how we act, but at the same time, there's va'asisa yosher va'atoiv. We have to do what's good and what's righteous. And there's a phrase, or a word that's used in Yiddish to describe this thing. That's being a mensch, having seichel ha-yosher, to having common sense, how to treat people. You know, people might say, where does it say in the Torah not to do this or to do this? Where does it say in the Torah that you have to treat people politely? Where does it say in the Torah that you can't drive like a crazy person? Where does it say in the Torah that you should, you know, smile at people when you say hello? Where does it say in the Torah all these things? V'asisa yosher v'atoiv. You should do what's good and what's righteous. And this is this idea in the Parsha. We have two points from the Ramban. Number one, this concept that even when it comes to things that are permitted, doesn't mean it's the right thing. Just because, you know, it's okay doesn't mean we should do it. Sure, we could enjoy life. Sure, we could, you know, have that good piece of meat. Sure, we could have that good bottle of wine. But at the same time, we shouldn't get carried away with our desires. What should be driving us? You know, the meat, the wine, they're there to help us, elevate us to be the better people. It's not there for us to use to to get our desires out, just to fulfill our desires. We're using these pleasures as a way for us to elevate ourselves, not for us to sort of just get out the pleasure and to fulfill them in some way in a permitted fashion. And that's what the Parsha is telling us. Kedoshim to you, be holy in all aspects of your life, not just in the things that you can't do, but even in the things that you could do. Have this eye of being holy. And on the flip side, this same concept is found later on in the Parsha, where it says, Va'asisa yoshev ha'atoiv, after telling us don't steal and how to treat people and just being good to people, be honest, the Torah says, Va'asisa yoshev ha'atoiv, do what's right and what's honest. Because there will be situations in life that it's not necessarily specifically written out in the Torah, but yet at the same time, we know what the right thing is and we know what to do. And that's Va'asisa yoshev ha'atoiv. Seichel, it's common sense, being a mensch, treating people correctly. And this is something we need to keep in mind when it comes to being holy, because it's not just the forbidden things that we can't do and the things that we should do, but there's a whole nother area of doing the right thing based on the framework of the Torah, based on the concepts of the Torah, based on the laws of the Torah. And that's the connection to last week's episode, because in last week I said all areas of our life are governed by the Torah. And this concept right here is even by the things that are permitted to us, we have to make sure that we're using them in the correct way. A second idea I want to share with you today takes us to the mitzvah of kibud av va'em, honoring one's father and mother. Now, in this week's parsha, there is a mitzvah in the Torah to honor one's father and mother. But if you look at the verses, there's something interesting about the wording. It says, Ish imo v'aviv tiro v'eshapsosai tishmoru ani Hashem Elokeichem. Every man, your mother and father you shall revere, my Shabbos shall you observe, I am Hashem your God. Now it's interesting, we know that one of the Ten Commandments are respecting your father and mother. But if you look at the wording of the Torah there, when God gave us the Ten Commandments, it says, Kabed es avicha ves imecha. Honor your father and your mother. But over here, it says, Ish imo v'aviv tiro'u. It flips it. By the Ten Commandments, we say father first. But over here, we say mother first. And by the Ten Commandments, we said, Kabed es avicha ves imecha. Honor your father and mother. And over here, it says, Ish imo v'aviv tiro, your father and your mother and your father you shall revere. And the question that begs to be asked is, why is the Torah switching it here? Why are we switching the order of father and mother? And why are we switching the wording? By the Ten Commandments, it says honor. And over here in Parsha Kedoshim, it says tiro, revere, to respect. And the Talmud in Kedushin answers this question. And Rashi, on this week's Parsha, quotes the Talmud and Kedushin and says as follows, Kan hiktim aim la'av. Over here in this week's Parsha, the Torah put mother before father, lefisha gali lefanav sha'ben yorei es aviv yoiser me'imo. Because it's known that a son fears his father more than his mother. So therefore, to instill in a person that he has to fear his mother just as much as he fears his father, the Torah listed mother first, because a son naturally fears his father. So in order to strengthen this idea that a person needs to fear his mother just as much, it lists mother first with fear. Uvikavod hiktim av le'im. But when it says by the Ten Commandments, kabed es avicha v'esimecha, honor your father and mother, when it's talking about honor, the Torah lists father before mother. Why? Lefi shegale lefanav sha'ben mechabed es imo yoser me'aviv. It's known that a son or a child, right, honors the mother more than the father. Why? Mipnei shemishtad losoi bedvarim. Because she takes care of him, she coos him, she speaks nice to him. So therefore, to instill in a person that there's just as much of an obligation upon him or her to honor his father or her father just as much as he honors his mother. The Torah lists father before mother when it comes to honor. So with this idea, the Torah is teaching us something very fundamental. We see from the fact that when the Torah switches the natural tendency to the other parent, we list that parent first. For example, when it comes to reverence, right? When it comes to fear, we list mother first. And when it comes to honor, we list the father first. Because naturally a person would not have that feeling towards that parent. And you need to work on those feelings to get to where you're supposed to be. And Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz brings down from this answer to this question from the Talmud and Kedushin that we see from here the importance of a person to go up against their natural tendencies, to not just to go with the flow and to just be who we are. You know, there's very much a habit of people today that people say, oh, I am who I am. There's not necessarily a focus on growth, a focus on character development. And we see from this week's Parsha that sure, you have traits that you're born with, and sure, you have natural strengths, and some of these things are good, and you should develop and hone and make even stronger. But there's also aspects about ourselves that we were born with that maybe we learned as well in childhood or as we grow up or we developed that are not so good. Certain bad traits within ourselves that we need to get rid of. And our job is to fight against that natural tendency that we have and to get it under control or to totally get rid of it. And that's what we see from this week's Parsha. From the fact that we see Ish, Imo, Va'aviv, Tiro, the Torah switches it to tell you what's not the natural way. Because, right? Because a person doesn't fear his mother. So therefore, you have to work on yourself. Work on that tendency to fear your mother as well. And Kabed es avicha v'esimecha. You don't naturally, you know, honor your mother as much as you honor your father. You have to work on it. You have to override those natural impulses to do what the Torah wants. And this is, you know, there's one part of it of overriding those impulses to serve Hashem. And there's another part of this is working on our character traits to become a Adam HaShalem, a perfect person, to get to that stage of being someone who is refined, who is developed, who has good midos, has good character traits. And this is also part of being a good person and a good Jew. And I feel like this idea is not so common nowadays. There's such a concept of growth, of overriding your natural impulses to get things under control or to push them out of yourself. And this is an important idea that we see from this week's Parsha. And not that I'm saying it's so easy to do this. You know, the great Bali Musar, the great ethicists of the Jewish people, would say that it's easier to learn the entire Torah than to change one trait in ourselves. It's not something which is easy, but it's something we have to do. It's a reality that we have to face ourselves and ask ourselves, what's our strengths? Number one, we have to know what we're good at. That's probably number one. But at the same time, we have to know what our weaknesses are. What are the things we need to improve on? And with that in mind, we could develop and hone the good things that we have, and yet at the same time, get the quote-unquote bad things that are maybe challenging us under control or out of our sight. And actually, I've heard it be said before that how does a person know what their tachlis, what their goal in life is, right? Everybody has a certain mission in life. God has put us into this world to accomplish certain things, and only we can do that. So how do we know what our mission is? How do we know what we're supposed to work on? And one answer to this that I've heard is that sort of matches up to what we're saying today. The things that are easy for you, your strengths, the things that you enjoy, those are things that obviously is connected to your tachlis, to your goal in life. Those are things you should work on. And at the same time, the things that are hard for you, those are also something that you need to develop, need to hone, and that's also your mission in life. And I think it's two-pronged. The things that are good, we need to develop and work on and bring out even more. And the things that are difficult for us, the traits that we have that are challenging us, that is also something that we have to get under control. And that's also our mission in life, to get those under control, to maybe even push them out of our self-being of who we are. And God willing, when we do these things, we'll get to a point of ultimate perfection. So with that, I'm going to finish for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to reach out, feel free to send me an email at rabbishlomokohn@gmail.com. Have a great day.